Okay, so there's a worldwide pandemic going on, and there's worldwide panic going on. Even if you've done your best to turn off the news for periods of time, it's still filtering in. We're all sensitive, caring, emotional beings, and we need some way to create compassion without becoming immobilized by fear and overwhelmed with emotions and feelings that are not ours. So obviously it's important for each of us to get in touch with how we do feel, but in order to do that, we need to clear out what is not us and what is not true. So let's start with a little meditation, something maybe 10 minutes long that will give you a clear, easy, repeatable practice for not merging with the energy around us, not merging with the energies of fear, not merging with the panic or the hurt or the pain or the anger. Okay, so let's take a minute. Everybody find a comfortable place to be for a little while, some place you can be undisturbed, preferably with your feet on the floor or on the ground. So close your eyes and bring your awareness into your own body. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. And take a couple of deep, relaxing breaths on purpose, focusing on the exhale. A couple more breaths. In your nose and out your mouth. And as you release the breath, release also any holding that you feel in your jaw, in your shoulders, in your belly. Allow your belly to be soft. Have a feeling sense of gravity aligning you from the top of your head, down your spine, and into the center of the earth. Just notice and allow your body to connect deeply into the center of the earth. Take a moment to light up like little Christmas trees in your body and in the space around you. All the fear, just have it light up as a color. And if you notice a lot of little lights, just take a moment and release all of those lights down your grounding and out into the earth and let them dissolve as compost. Let them dissolve as neutral energy. Release all the lights, release all the fear. And then from the earth, ask for a color, sound, or frequency that represents certainty and trust. Trust the very first thing that comes in. And then begin to fill your body and the space around you with that color, sound, or frequency. Okay, now perhaps most importantly, would you notice the area of your body just below or just at your navel? Your na'au, your dantian, your second chakra. This is the place from which and through which we connect emotionally to the world around us. If you've been feeling pain in your belly or tension in your belly, overwhelmed by emotions, go to this place, your second chakra. And then ask to release out into the universe all the feelings, all the thoughts, all the emotions that are not yours. Anything that is not you and is no longer serving you. You may see it or feel it as strands of energy or light. You may get images of a big garbage truck, darkness, whatever it is and however it is. Trust your own process and release anything and everything that is not you and that is no longer serving you. And again, release it out into the universe and allow it to dissolve into neutral energy. And then ask for a color, sound, or frequency that will be healing for your second chakra. A healing color, sound, or frequency. Trust the very first thing that comes in and begin to fill your second chakra with that color, sound, or frequency. And now, would you calibrate down the aperture of your second chakra? Calibrate it down. So like the shutters of a camera or those metal vegetable steamers, the chakras open and close. Sending, receiving, and storing information, feelings, emotions, thoughts, right? So now that you've released and filled in with your own energy, calibrate this chakra down to about 20%. So that, yes. Majority of the energy now is available to you as a source of creativity, as a source of personal healing, nurturance, self-affinity. This will allow you to be in the world, but not merging with the world. All right. And strengthen your auric field. Yes, you have one. Your personal space, your temenos, your sacred space. More on that in the next meditation. Sit quietly if you'd like. Notice how you feel. and use this medicine daily.